What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 8th day of May 2024. And tonight, we have a lot, so much happening in the news as we get closer and closer to the Lord's return. Everything we're seeing happening is, boy, it's right there in Scriptures. As he tells you in Daniel 12, we're seeing God's Word, the Bible, being unwrapped, being revealed in the last days here. So, anyhow, tonight we have that reliable, style on the board.
Hey, styleable. Good evening, Pastor.
All right, there you go. And you just heard him. You heard a cackle from Missouri. That's called the Missouri cackle, and that's none other than the legend, Pastor Joe.
Hey, that highly unpaid professional assistant. Yeah, I like that styleable style. Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, and now you know what? I had talked to Wendy, and she said that she's having some pretty inclement weather where she's at. Is Wendy with us yet?
She is not yet.
Oh, boy.
We're having it here. We're having tornado warnings, high winds, heavy rain, threats of hail. It's miserable out there.
I got a feeling she's having problems with her telephones. I hope that's just her phones. And I know that you're having the same thing out there. I know we have some of that stuff headed here towards Ohio.
Yep, and there's a bunch of bad stuff heading that way. It's coming right from the very southwest and headed up and up the chute.
I don't suppose.
If I go silent tonight, folks, you'll know we lost power and everything out here. So,
well, do your best to keep it there where you're at. Okay.
Well, I'll try, but you know, I'm limited, you know.
All righty, we got. I'm going to shoot right off the bat today and say that with my good friend, this is Danny Ray Week, and yeah. Our good friend Danny Ray, he's one again. I tell you, he was very well loved by the people. His funeral is going to be Friday at the Bethel Free Will Baptist Church. That's the Bethel Free Will Baptist Church at 3354 Fulton Road. That's 3354 Fulton Road in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's at 11 a.m. Tomorrow is the viewing. Tomorrow, Thursday, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Creatius Funeral Home. That's the Creatius Funeral Home at 14925 East Bagley Road in Middleburg Heights. And we sure do miss Danny. And he and I were going to make another couple songs together, but don't look like that's going to happen tonight.
He's singing in a bigger, better choir.
You know what? Did I even give you the song style?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I wasn't sure. All right, so with that, I'm hoping Wendy's all right. You know, I'm going to try to give her a call right now because I'm really concerned about her. She is always very reliable, and if she's not here, there's got to be a very good reason. So,
while you're dialing, I'll tell people we're getting ready for the Bible study. It's called Paid in Full or Paid to Fool. And tonight we'll be starting in Proverbs chapter 28, along the title there. And we'll see if we can get an answer, right?
Okay.
Does not sound promising.
All right, no.
The lines are busy. That could just be bad traffic or it could be problems, right, with the storm.
Yeah. More than likely, it's problems with a storm. Anyhow, let's get started tonight in that, in here. So go ahead and read verse 2, Joe.
For the transgression of a land.
No, you're the wrong one.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Proverbs 29, verse 2.
I had 28. Okay, you're right. I had 28. Sometimes I do that. Verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
All right. Right now, the people in this country are really mourning, really mourning. When Trump was in office, we had a closed border. We had a strong economy. We had a strong military. The allies respected us. The enemies feared us. And today the mainstream media keeps telling us that we are not paying 30% more for food, for housing, for gas. They keep saying the economy. I keep hearing they're telling me the
gas was $2 a gallon.
It was
under $2 with Trump.
$1.87, I think, was the average. $1.87, yeah. For health care, for clothes, you know, today people are losing their homes. They can't pay taxes. More than one half of their income, of the average out there today, just goes for their rent. And so
we're paying several thousand dollars a month more to live than we were back under Trump, the average American family. Some people under that average it's not that high, but the average American family is paying over $2,000 a month more to live, maintain the same standard of living.
Joe, did your real estate taxes go up?
Yep.
We're facing, what is it, Pastor, 20 to 30% increase here
in
Ohio?
Yeah, it's
a lot of people are upset about that.
Yeah, a lot of people
Only property tax, look, your insurance, your car insurance is up. Your home insurance is up. Your rental insurance is way up. That's your taxes, and it really gets bad.
Well, you know, today, that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she tried to have a recall, you know, of the Speaker, Johnson, of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was listening to her, and everything she said, I agreed with. She made a whole lot of sense. She really did. She was talking about how, you know, how the Congress, right now the Republicans had the power, you know, especially when they had several more than they have now. But they could have taken away the funding. They could have defunded
Jack Smith.
The Department of Justice. They could have defunded the FBI. They could have. They could have done this. And then what's happening here? Johnson, after he said that And they're going to break it up. We're going to vote separately. But there's going to be money for the border wall. Money for the border wall. Money for the... Guess what? There wasn't a dime. Billions and billions of dollars. No money for the border wall.
Well, not just that. They should have said we want the border shut.
Absolutely.
Originally, that they were going to say, okay, there's not going to be a budget till we get, you know, a border closed. We get the Trump regulations and, the program he had on the border reinstalled, and then we'll vote for the package. But, they gave up everything.
So they tried to make her look like a piranha, but she, she was right. She was right. And everything she said, she was right. And, we cannot depend upon Congress for justice. If the church in this country, the Christians and the Jews, if we're going to get any justice, we're going to have to provide that for ourselves out there. It's not going to come from the Congress. And we only have a very small handful.
There may only be 20 Republicans that are
right.
Solid.
Yeah, the rest... What was the one that won who could have waited and...
Gallagher.
Gallagher, he sold us out.
Yep.
And now who's he working for? He's working for the Democrats, isn't he?
Some tech company, Peter Thiel owns.
Yeah. There you go. So, again, folks, you can depend upon God. You can trust God. Other than that, whatever justice we're going to get, we're going to have to provide ourselves or we'll have none. And so he says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When Trump was in office, things were getting better for everybody, for the blacks, the Hispanics, for the whites. It was getting better for everybody.
The world was safer.
Huh?
The world was safer.
The world was safer, and America was respected again. Now look at what's happened. Joe Obama has destroyed, and that was his job, going in there, working for the Red Chinese, working for his bosses who were calling his shots. Read verse 10, Joe.
The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul.
Here, the entire platform, the one issue, their number one issue that the Democratic Communist Party is running on is death. They're the party of death. They're a wicked, unclean, ungodly Planned Parenthood Party. They're a party of death. They want as their standard, as their symbol of who they are, the ability to kill innocent babies, to destroy the very image of God.
Yep. And number one in their platform. They're basing everything in this election on abortion, on tax and spend. Spend to buy
right.
vote, and then tax to pay for the money we are spending to buy your vote. That's their platform. The entire platform.
Absolutely. And what they're planning on, well, of course, they're planning on election fraud. I mean, they're working overtime to try to rig the election again. They have to.
They don't have a platform. What else are they for? Can somebody tell me anything else that they're for other than...
Open borders.
Spending. Open borders, yeah.
Destroying our wealth.
Well,
destroying
they're for sodomy.
Military.
They're for sodomy. They're for euthanasia. They're for bestiality. Therefore, more drugs.
Satanism.
And more Satanism, yeah. So now today, here in the United States, Joe, the young American males, they're trending to the right. More and more young males. You'll notice fewer of them are going to college now with the indoctrination centers, and more of them going to trade schools, okay, learning a trade, which that's what we need. We need more plumbers and carpenters and electricians and welders.
Yeah, builders, yeah.
We need a whole lot less lawyers, okay.
We need more farmers and ranchers. I think the average farmer and rancher is about 68, 60, something like that, 69 years old.
Yeah.
And so, guys, if you want a food supply, you got to have some younger people in the agriculture business, I guarantee you.
And here now, the younger women, and this is where they're getting, they're switching. You know, when I was going to college, I would probably say, just guessing, it was about... at least 70% male, 30% female going to college. Today it's just going the opposite. And the young males, white males, are discriminated against everywhere you turn on the college campuses, in the media, you know, academia. Everywhere you turn, the young males, and this is why, and in the military, and this is why they're turning more conservative, turning away. But the women, the young girls, they're the easiest ones to be indoctrinated. And these are the ones why you see it out there, these marchers, these protesters, 80% of them are female. And here's what they're demanding. I'll show you how these overprivileged, unthankful, ungrateful students. Here these women are demanding, well, they're demanding to have a special food for the Muslims approved diet. They want the government, our taxpayers are supposed to provide for them. They want the morning after prayer pill. They want us to provide for them so they can whore at night. Now, these males that you see, many of these so-called males that you see out there now, they're like the lowest form of what you might call human male. They're there for one reason. They're there for sex. These girls are recruiting them by using sex to get them there. And now they're demanding a free STD treatment too. This is what the Democratic Party is all about today. This is what it's been reduced to. And so now also, Joe, they're finding more and more of these Antifa would have been out there at these starting. They're actually training now. They're training these students in combat to resist the police. And so
they found in a couple of those college campuses that all the communist handbooks and how to do this, how to chain doors, how to, you know, lock up a building, you know, take a building, control it. I've got an article on that where they just found all kinds of chains and tools and pamphlets, and it was actually downright Marxist literature. And, you know, hate America, hate Israel. Yeah, this is for real, folks. This is a revolution going on. These are revolutionaries. They're the useful idiots. They were called Germany, but they were the ones that helped foment the revolution in Germany that brought the Nazis into power, and they're working their way up in America.
AOC and the SWAT have convinced, they have intimidated old Joe. Now he's turned against Israel to where now he's, you know, they're our biggest ally in the Middle East. Our number one ally all of these years, they've turned against Israel. And so
our listeners need to call Senator Vance here in Ohio, across the country. Call your senators and tell them to vote no against this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act.
Yeah.
Not because we don't support we do support Israel, but that act, it's the language is so vague that our own scripture, our Bible, and New Testament scriptures be used against us.
Last week, the House of Representatives voted in favor of the new anti-Semitism bill, which adopts a new definition of anti-Semitism and provides the government with a way to punish wrong think, you see.
Yeah, wrong think, yep.
Right, and about Jews and Israel.
1984, wrong think, right?
Including anyone who suggests that Jews control the government. According to our government, the way to dispel the myth that Jews control the government is for the government to pass a law that punishes anyone who suggests that Jews control the government.
Yeah.
Now, the rabbis have figured this one out. Here, Rabbi Jonathan Gross, an attorney who has spent a tremendous amount of his time fighting for the January 6th Patriots, he comes out and he knows he's talking about just what this is all about. And it's about, they want to condemn or outlaw or make certain verses from the Bible hate speech.
Right.
Hate speech, right. And so
it already passed the House. We got to have the Senate's got to shut it down.
Yep. Well, we don't have enough. I don't think we have the votes in the Senate to do it. We may if enough people call their senators. But you know, it's just like, well, like I said, we cannot depend upon on them.
You see, government takes everything that somebody has a vaguely good idea, but by the time it gets through the sausage-making process, it comes out. The original intent is far, far away, and how to maintain control and power in government is what's left in whatever bill it is.
Absolutely. Read verse 16, Joe.
When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall.
So, all righty, I want to now turn over.
The wicked are, I have to add, the wicked are multiplied, and we're seeing transgressions in government increasing, I mean, several times a day. You could look at the news and watch it increase, right?
Absolutely. You know, the title of the message is Paid in Full or Paid in Fool. Today, Klaus Schwab is proclaiming that, like it or not, the world will soon be under complete and total communist rule, where you will own nothing and the state will provide your needs and the state will decide what your needs are.
Yep.
You will have no income or debt, okay? And the state will tell you that you are happy.
Now, you are happy, yes.
Joe Biden right now is bribing the young people, the young and the gullible, by illegally paying off their tuition with the money belonging to those that paid for their debts, okay? So the Antichrist, like Joe Biden, will bribe. They're going to bribe many. And again, it's my opinion that that's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. They're going to offer people, we will pay all your debts. You will be totally debt-free. All you have to do is take this number. Take it. Take the number. Think about this. Debt-free. Right now, you owe everything. The state owns you. Take the number and all we want in exchange to pay off your debts is your soul.
Well, before we get to that point, though, we got to fight the good fight because the globalists and Klosh are very serious about telling us we will own nothing. They're absolutely serious. They aim to do this.
I know.
This is very serious. This is a real revolution.
Yes.
And what you're hearing is not, this is not a fairy tale. This is not our narrative. We are telling you the gospel truth.
So the point is get out there and vote, and then those of you who have a spine and biblical worldview, run for office, or encourage those who do have that to run, and then try to save our nation, because God can work with the remnant, and we don't know the day or the hour of his return.
All right, we're going to turn to Nehemiah. Turn to Nehemiah chapter 5. Nehemiah chapter 5.
All right, and I've got 5 this time, not 4.
Okay. And so, go ahead and read verses 1 through 6.
And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we, our sons and daughters, are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards and houses that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers.
Okay, Joe. Here now, what he's referring to is the great disparity. There was this huge... Now, see if this sounds familiar. It would be the equivalent of today, many, many millionaires, and then many people, no more longer a middle class. The middle class had disappeared. You had the very rich and the very poor. Now, these are the people that came out of the exile, And these actually were the Jews, okay? And so what were happening is they were selling, they were taking advantage of their fellow Jews and selling them into slavery.
Yeah, well, the landowners were forced to pay to mortgage their land because there was a famine in the land, and then others were borrowing money to want to pay a property tax that was, placed on them by the Persian government. And so we had, and then those that were homeless didn't have any way to raise crops and no money to buy food, so they were in a real mess, weren't they?
Like so many of the farmers in America today. We'll be right back and we'll pick this up right there.
Yep.
A Quaker man whose name I will not mention went out to milk his cow early one day, but that old cow acted like it had a demon. With its tail it slapped that Quaker in the face, and he said, "Cow, thee know that I am Quaker, and anger is a thing that's not in me. And cow, thee know that I am patient, but I could use a little help from thee. Hold thee still," he said, and slowly started milking. And things were going real good for a while. Then the cow stepped in the bucket and she spilled it, and on that old cow's face there seemed to be a smile. And he said, "Cow, thee know that I am Quaker, and anger is a thing that's not in me. And cow, thee know that I am patient, but I could use a little help from thee. Time and time and time again he tried to milk her. You might say there was some tension on the farm. Then the cow mooed out real loud, and then she kicked him through the air and through the side of that old barn. He laid there and tried to pull himself together. He looked up and said, "Thee know I've tried my best." He could see the cow through the big hole in his barn. With a different tone of voice, the Quaker said, "Cow, thee know that I am Quaker, and anger is a thing that's not in me. But now I'm gonna sell you to a Baptist, and they're gonna beat the devil out of thee. Believe they have a day they call homecoming, and I hope they make hamburger out of thee."
All right, very good.
Amen, brother.
Did you hear that, you liberals out there? One of these days the Baptists are going to take care of you. All righty. That was our good friend Danny Ray, who went home to be with the Lord. Alrighty, we got a lot of articles to get after. So,
can you finish that thought you were on? Because right there we finished that verse in the Bible, that section, because it's just so pertinent what's happening today. They are trying to transform society, get rid of the middle class.
Right, exactly.
We see the big. some of the big, feminist senior moment on Wall Street. They're buying up homes.
Yeah, well, they're buying up all the farmland. First of all, the farmland.
But they're buying homes and renting them out to people who can't get the down payment, so it's messing up the housing.
That's BlackRock. BlackRock is doing that,
and,
yeah.
Some others.
Chinese.
Thing is pointing to what's happening here in Scripture is what we are seeing slowly evolving right now in America.
Exactly. The Chinese are buying land to run all the military bases and strategic areas. Bill Gates is buying as much farmland as he can buy. He's buying it. He's going after farmers. He knows that the farmers can hardly buy fuel, can hardly buy fertilizer. This is all a part of it, and he's buying their
food. They're going broke.
Right, and Bill, he wants you to eat meat that is made in test tubes in laboratories, grown slime.
He wants and bugs. Eat,
and bugs, okay. They want, it's about complete control. And again, I keep saying, we're not going to get any help from Congress. If we get justice, we have to provide it ourselves, folks. That's where it's got to come from. And so,
The people decide they want to take their government back.
That's right, Joe.
Electing traitors, fools, and communists in the office, you know. But
well, here in Ohio, we're going to be trying to pass a bill that you can't switch in primaries. In other words, we have, like I said, and one of the problems, not just in Ohio, but in our Congress now, Ohio is called the Rhino Blue 22 Democrats that ran as Republicans and were elected because they put the word out, and the Republicans didn't know. They didn't know. They saw an R behind their name, and the media were totally slicked out, just totally deceived. And so they went and they voted for, now they wish they hadn't voted for these people, but they've taken over. These are Democrats that have taken over our house now and here in Ohio. And so, anyhow, that's what's going on there. What do you have there, Eric?
This is a article from WND, Jason Hopkins. Flight documents. These U.S. cities receive most migrants under Biden. Nearly 200,000 migrants from four countries have flown into America's biggest airports under a Biden administration parole program, Department of Homeland Security documents reveal. The House Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday publicized documents obtaining through a subpoena to DHS that identifies over 50 airport locations used by the federal government to process hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals via parole program between January to August 2023. About 200,000 foreign nationals were processed under the program, known as the Humanitarian Parole for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, or CHNV, which was initially launched on October 2022 and grants a two-year parole period as well as work authorization eligibility. Of the top 15 airport locations used for the parole program, Florida cities stood out as a major destination of choice for those flying into a port of entry between the January to August 2023 time period. Do Democrats in power view more foreigners in America as voters for them? Miami was the top destination with 91,821 people. Fort Lauderdale, Florida was second with 60,461. New York City came in at third with 14,827. The other destinations rounding off the top 10 were Houston, almost 8,000, Orlando, 6,000, Los Angeles, 3,000, Tampa, 3,000, Dallas, 2,000, San Francisco, 2,000, and Atlanta, 1,700. The flight documents were shared with the Daily Caller News Foundation and first reported by Fox News. In the documents, DHS further admits that none of these individuals have a legal basis to enter the country before being paroled through the program, stating all individuals paroled into the United States are, by definition, inadmissible, including those paroled under the CHNV processes, according to a press release from the House Homeland Security Committee. So far, over 400,000 foreign nationals have arrived into the U.S. under the CHNV program. As of October 2023, roughly 1.6 million foreign nationals have applied to the program, according to the Homeland Security Committee. The documents unearthed by the committee shed more light on where exactly these migrants have landed. These documents expose The egregious lengths Secretary Mayorkas will go to ensure inadmissible aliens reach every corner of the country, from Orlando and Atlanta to Las Vegas and San Francisco. Secretary Mayorkas' CHNV parole program is an unlawful sleight of hand used to hide the worsening border crisis from the American people, said GOP Rep. Mark Green of Tennessee, chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. Implementing a program that allows otherwise inadmissible aliens to fly directly into the U.S., not for significant public benefit or urgent humanitarian reasons, as the Immigration Nationality Act mandates, has been proven an impeachable offense, Green continued. Republicans previously waged a lawsuit to block the parole program, but that effort was ultimately blocked by a federal judge in March.
Right. So that's lawfare. All right. Now, one of the things that's happening, too, now he is using the federal agencies to register people to vote as Democrats. These illegal aliens that have come in here, gang members and that, they're being told, look, do you remember Obama saying this? I remember listening to him very clearly as he says there's going to be a transfer of wealth from those that have earned it to those that deserve it. Those were his words. Now, God's Word, the Bible says if you earned it, you're the one that deserves it, okay?
That's that diversity, equity, inclusion garbage.
That's right. And so here now, this is what they're doing. He's using all their social agencies to use to register illegals to vote and vote all early and often. And folks, so again, this is what we were telling you about here. This is why it's so important that the people form their groups. I guess you might even have to say, Joe, we have to even go into almost like a tribe thing as we're looking for our Lord's return to come back. Here, and so this is why tactical civics is so important. It's part of it. It's taking our grand juries back. It's giving some, and it's worked in certain states around. You saw what happened there just in Michigan, where the people got together. They fired the entire board of the county. Every single one in the county was taken off because they wanted to allow, they were taking money, bribes, to allow the Chinese to build a huge plant there to make these batteries. And so the people didn't want them. They didn't want the red Chinese there. They didn't want their troops there. And by the way, you know, the Chinese have their own police departments in New York City.
Supposedly there's 30, at least 30 of them.
Yeah.
Across the country.
And so again, you know, we've been trying to tell people and trying to tell people and trying to tell people Joe Obama is working. He is an agent for the Chinese Communist Party. He is an agent for the Chinese Communist Party, folks. And he's an antichrist, too. So there you go.
What do you... To add to that story, headlines from MSN.com. America's war machine runs on rare earth magnets. Guess who owns the market on all the rare earth magnets? Yep. Our whole war, all the fancy fighters, missile guidance system, drones, submarines, run on these little tiny bits of metal, some about dime size. These rare earth magnets are needed, and China makes about 92% of the global market share. And all of a sudden, our government finally decided they're doling out hundreds of millions of dollars in grants and credits to revive this magnet making. And the trouble is there was a U.S. law in 2018 restricted the use of made in China magnets in our military equipment. Now, the trouble with that, it sounded good, American made for our own stuff, but we didn't have any big suppliers. We had a few in Japan and almost none in America. So, created a conundrum. We couldn't get the stuff we needed, got behind. And so now they're trying to rebuild this little tiny industry. We have one company in the U.S. that produces the dominant type of rare earth magnet. And they're saying, hey, you know, this does not flip a switch and we're going to have all we need, so we've been doing stuff like this, shooting ourselves. And this is one example of probably a couple dozen that you and I have brought up on the radio. that China has most of the rare earth elements. They have the battery factories. They produce most of our medicines. You know, I mean, we've made these decisions in the past. Biden's made a great many of them. They all benefit China. They all hurt America. But there's money for all the illegals, but there wasn't very much to put into making, like, these helping reproduce these rare earth magnets that we desperately need.
All right, Joe, here, let's go back with all the way back to Clinton, what Clinton did, not just with the shutting down of the fields, the rare earth fields that we have here in America. We have those.
We had a couple, and they closed them.
Not only that, but we had the cleanest burning coal on the planet, the cleanest burning coal on the planet. And what did he do? He shut down the coal mines. Clinton shut down. Remember, Hillary says there will be no more coal mines. And what do? They bought all the coal from China. They brought it all
Indonesia.
Into...
Yeah. Well, Clinton had a buddy in Indonesia, Riyadi was his name, and he bought a lot of their dirty coal.
Yep. Hmm. And then Hillary went and sold... our uranium, 25% of our uranium to Russia. And so, there you go.
Brilliant idea. Uranium One, right?
Yeah.
That was the company
uranium
name?
Uranium One, but you look at all of this, it's always been about money. Somebody selling out America for money. Somebody doing something for the filthy lucre's sake. Basically, this nation in the past 50 years that I've been... 50, 60 years watching this stuff closely, we've been just selling out our country for money, period. Our greed in the nation, we've lost our faith, which, you know, the other night you were talking about our faith. There's this big article out I need to get out, Christian Post. Only 1% of Catholics agree with the denomination's teaching on the sanctity of life. Remember, you talked about... God's not happy because of the biggest thing the Democratic Party wants to kill all the babies, right? Well, this researcher, Ryan Burge, a professor of poli-sci at Eastern Illinois University, he's up on Substack, and he took a look at the Catholic Church's view on abortion, euthanasia, capital punishment, and basically came to the conclusion, he said, investigating the phenomenon of cafeteria Catholics, that's picking and choosing from Scripture. I like this verse, I don't like this verse, I like this chapter, I don't like that one. He said it's not just many Catholics who disagree with the teaching. In fact, if you look at the data, it's nearly all of them. You look at these life issues, and the share of Catholics who aligned with the church back in 1989 was about 7%. And it fluctuated between 2.5 to 6.5 in years. And now it's down to about 1% of the Catholics agree with the church on life issues. There's a lot more, but...
I don't know. I don't think I believe that.
That doesn't sound accurate.
I don't believe that because, you know, I know a lot of Catholics, and
the Right to Life event was packed with them.
Yeah,
it's a big parade. That's why I was bringing this up, because they're out. But it said the others are a great number of the Catholics don't want the death penalty. Scripture says, you know, God created a death penalty, right? That's one of the three things. That was abortion, euthanasia, and it turns out that many, many in the Catholic Church are for euthanasia for sick and elderly, and they are totally against the death penalty. So those are the ones that swing it more than the abortion issue.
Here's the thing about that now with the death penalty. I am in favor of the Genesis 9, verse 5 through 7, exactly when it comes to capital punishment there, but I'm against the state of Ohio having the executions. In fact, I worked very hard. We got 7 men off death row, and the reason is because twofold. One, you see, the Bible makes it very clear too that you have to have standing. Okay, you have to have legitimacy to operate that. If you go through and read what when he gave us the 5 points of divine human government, okay, that you had to abide by God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinance, God's covenants, so on and so forth. And he can't. You can't have a state that allows abortion. You can't have a state that allows sodomy. You can't have a state that allows this transgender stuff. They've no legitimacy. Our government, especially the federal government, has no legitimacy according to God. They have power, but no legitimacy, you see. It's just like if I was to walk into you, Joe, and say, Joe, I'm much prettier than you, Joe, right? And you said, no, wait a minute. And I say, wait, this 45 says, right, says I'm much prettier.
Now you're talking, you know.
Okay, so you agree with Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
Now here, that's what our government has power, but it's got no authority. It's got no authority. It's lost all authority that God had given it from the founding, because it is becoming illegitimate. We have a bastard government here in the United States of America. They've gone totally against the teachings of God's Word, the Bible.
Well, remember, this goes back to we got to keep hope as far as restoring biblical morality, because most of us don't support men can have babies or men breastfeed or any of the homo-trans garbage or the climate garbage.
Men weren't having babies until Biden got in.
Well, that's my point. But because it's our policy, and it's not my policy. Is it your policy?
No.
And is it? So my point is, let's not lose hope. That we can't get rid of this garbage.
You don't really think Joe and I support men having babies, do you?
Absolutely not. I'm making the point.
Yeah.
So
we're past the age of childbearing years anyhow, right, Joe?
Well, it's insane. But yeah. They want to take it to level.
We're just having fun with it. It's such a crazy, I mean, the idea of a man having baby, come on, it's totally ridiculous.
Well, these radicals want to prosecute people who speak out against it.
Remember, Satanism, the Antichrist, the Democratic Party is in total opposition to whatever God's Word, the Bible, teaches on family, on marriage, on life. It's in total opposition. It's and everything that the Word of God teaches. And so we're living in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're living in Romans 1. 2 Thessalonians 2, we're living in those days that the Bible talks about. It's here now, okay? And so, Revelation chapter 3. So, those are the days. So it's, we're seeing God's Word being revealed daily. Remember what he tells you in Daniel 4, or Daniel chapter 12, where he says to seal up, and I should read that here.
Knowledge certainly is increasing unbelievably fast.
Yeah, it is. It's, so let me just go over
fighter
there.
Planes now that fly themselves with a computer.
Okay. All right, there you go. Here you go. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So we're seeing that with AI. We're seeing what's happening with
quantum computing.
It's everywhere. But we're seeing the unsealing. We're seeing the unsealing of the book daily. All the things that's happening are things that are prophesied within the Word of God. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, just like... Well, even, Joe, in our lifetime, going back, let's say, if we go back to the 50s and the 60s, and we wouldn't know that things are going to change, but we know that the book would be unsealed, but we had no idea what it would look like. But we do now, because we're seeing it right live, real time.
A lot more clear, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Here we go. Two new COVID variants. Named Flirt, reportedly spread across the U.S. The two new COVID variants, collectively known as Flirt, have been detected and are reportedly spreading across the United States. You know what else is tuberculosis now? they say is spreading across the country. These are gifts brought in by Biden's illegal aliens. He has brought these in.
I think San Diego, isn't
it? Yeah. The Infectious Disease Society of America states that the nickname FLIRT is derived from the technical names of the variant mutants. The World Health Organization has got nothing to do with health at all. Their death has reclassified it as a variant of interest and recommended close monitoring. Yeah. According to Mass Live, citing the latest data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the KP2 variant is currently the dominant strain, according for about 25% of all infections nationwide. I mean, we keep getting all of these new laboratory-created viruses, bioweapons. The FLIRT virant, KP, begins its takeover for COVID cases in the U.S. In recent weeks, COVID-19 forecasters have reported several new strains. Okay, there you go. All righty.
Well, what's scary out there, article in the Daily Mail, May 6th, science have created a jab to protect against multiple coronaviruses, even the ones that, quote, we don't even know about yet. They have created a vaccine, they call it a jab, coronavirus jab. Think about it. And they think it's going to protect you from viruses that haven't been discovered. And I thought about, as I read that thing, there are experts at the universities Oxford, Cambridge, and Caltech. Their project was to proactively build a vaccine before the next pandemic causing pathogen even becomes a threat. This new shot has been tested on mice. a family of viruses that include COVID, SARS, and MERS. And anyway, they're talking about how this is going to be save, everybody. But I got thinking right along behind it was a story from The Blaze. People like me, Chris Cuomo, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Admits COVID vaccine injured millions, including himself. There was a New York Times had an article, thousands believe COVID vax harmed them. Is anyone listening? Chris Cuomo was one of those speaking out. And he's revealed that he's been suffering from the side effects he attributes to the vaccine in an interview with nurse practitioner Sean Barkavich, who was suffering himself. And Cuomo said just standing up sent his heart racing, stinging pain in his eyes, mouth, and groin. And the side effects he's talking about, they don't go away. He said, the problem is people like Sean and me and millions of others who still have weird stuff with their blood work and their lives and their feelings, physically are not going away. And he said, these side effects are not a belief. They're a fact.
Well, Dr. Marcola, Joe, Dr. Marcola, who is one of the best known doctors in the country, he has made, I think, were you giving me this? Okay. He made a statement, the biggest side effect from the bioweapons, the COVID shots, the bioweapons, is Alzheimer's. More and more people, that's the largest side effect is Alzheimer's. And
wow.
Then after that is cancer, different forms of cancer. But here...
Well, here's one. He just said, expect an avalanche of COVID shot dementia, Dr. Mercola.
Yeah.
So now we've got dementia. He said the side effects like Alzheimer's. Then there's the scandal. They knew the cardiologists are, the young people from the shot. Now they've got reproductive damage. One article from World News Daily, Bob Unruh, catastrophic reproductive damage after COVID shots. And, the list
Mercola mentioned
problems keeps getting worse, doesn't it? I mean, more and more every week we find a new problem with the COVID vax.
Well, Joe, don't you understand? Remember what Bill Gates says? It's as long as it's planned, it's all right, Joe. As long as it's planned, it's okay. So not to worry. All right, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to take a, we're going to play a couple of clips. So don't get wrong. One.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.